Lynn right here is making an argument that I've heard for many years. The argument being that because Asian immigrants are doing so well in this country, therefore racism against black people is a non-issue. I can't stand this argument because it is simply not true and it doesn't account for context at all. My grandfather immigrated to the United States from Taiwan in the 1960s. He was able to do that because of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965. Before that, you had the Immigration Act of 1924, which was specifically written to exclude immigrants from Asian, African, and certain European countries. That was because of white supremacy, that was because of eugenics. Before that, there were the Chinese Exclusion Acts of the 1880s that were specifically written to exclude Chinese immigration. But the important thing to understand is that the reason why my grandfather was able to come here is because the Immigration and Nationalities Act of 1965 places special preference on people with connections and skills, usually highly educated people. This is why you get stereotypes like, oh, Asian people are inherently smart, Asian people are inherently good at math. That's because only the best of the best were able to immigrate here. China is a country of 1.3 billion people. There are incredibly stupid people in China. That is how it works. They just usually don't get the chance to immigrate here. In contrast to this, you have a black population that was taken over here in slave ships, where they were forced to live in slavery for generations, being deprived of economic opportunity, basic human rights, or an education. Even after slavery is abolished, they still had to deal with black codes, being attacked by the KKK, convict leasing, sharecropping, or not even being able to vote at all until basically 1965. That doesn't even touch upon the numerous race riots and lynchings that occurred in the 20th century in response to black business owners doing well for themselves. Almost every single time black business owners start to gain a foothold on the economy, suddenly a white woman somewhere claims that they were attacked by a young black man, and then all of these black-owned businesses are destroyed, like in Tulsa in 1921. It's so frustrating to me because it's so obvious. If you only allow the richest and most educated people to come into your country, they are more likely to succeed, as opposed to having a demographic where you actively prevent them from building generational wealth. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think people just wake up someday and they say, I want to be poor. I want to live off of the state. Have you actually lived off of the state? It is not a life that anyone wants to live. People want to succeed, naturally. You can't just assume that an entire demographic does it to themselves. It's just so rude when people want to use someone like me as a reason to justify ignoring the plight of others. It's incredibly disrespectful to history, and I don't appreciate it. The grievances that have been voiced by the black community for generations are incredibly valid, and you can't just, again, use someone like me in order to justify disregarding it.